Lead researcher Karin Hoffman says the most important takeaway from the study she co-authored is that it shows the people who lived in this part of Alaska near the end of the last ice age had a more diversified diet than was previously known. That included salmon.
What I think this study has really done is overturn that traditional notion of ice age Alaskans as strictly big game hunters, focused almost exclusively on the very large animals like bison and elk.
Hoffman used a technique called stable isotope analysis to reveal that salmon probably constituted about a third of what the ancient people ate during the summer. The discovery of salmon in their diet also confirms what some members of the team had theorized back in 2015, that those salmon species had returned to this part of the world as the ice sheets receded.
It wasn't until recently that we knew that salmon were even running in the rivers of interior Alaska at this early date, at the tail end of the ice age.
Study co-author Ben Potter says Hoffman's stable isotope analysis in turn reveals much about the life of the people he calls ancient Beringians. Those are the foragers who crossed over the land bridge from Asia to North America many thousands of years ago. He says it shows, among other things, that the ancient people's survival strategies weren't based solely on hunting big game.
What this study shows is a much more realistic picture of the way these ancient foragers would have operated, which is, you know, they're modern humans just like us. They're smart. They're going to be evaluating what's locally variable in different seasons.
Potter says the study published last month in the journal Science Advances is based on solid archaeological evidence derived from the isotope analysis on multiple samples of well-preserved tissue taken from two of the ancient people who lived at the seasonally occupied hunting camp known as the Upper Sun River site, located near what's now known as Birch Lake.
This is really our first direct glimpse, our first direct measure, quantification of these ancient paleodiets.
Potter is now affiliated with the Arctic Studies Center at Laocheng University in China. He says the isotopic analysis and other evidence gathered by the 15 researchers who contributed to the study reveals such details as the time of year the people were at the camp, around late July or early August, when the salmon were running.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty amazing we can do that.
Potter says all that evidence has helped the researchers discern the ancient people's understanding of the seasons in which the food was available and where to find it at those times.
This study provides a foundation, like a baseline, to begin to talk about the possibilities of subsistence strategies, seasonality, movement.
Those kinds of sweeping, big-picture findings are important, says Hoffman, an affiliate research professor with UAF's anthropology department, but so, too, are the findings that the general public can appreciate about the everyday lives of two of those ancient peoples.
One really interesting aspect of our study is the glimpse that it provides into the lives of two ancient Alaskan women over a very short time period, a single summer season.
That's because the tissue samples used for the analysis came from two very young infants who died and were buried at the site. So, Hoffman says the diet revealed by the isotopic analysis was actually that of the two infants' mothers.
I think people can really relate to that time scale and really imagine these women living in Ice Age Alaska 11,500 years ago.
Potter says the excavation and research at the Upper Sun River site was conducted with the assistance and support of the Tanana Chiefs Conference and the Healy Lake Tribal Council. Reporting from Delta Junction, I'm Tim Ellis.